These mental health moments are sponsored by the Georgia Psychological Foundation, and I am Dr. Betsy Gard. Our guest today is Dr. Jen Steiner, who is a clinical health psychologist who specializes in pain management. Dr. Steiner, what can you tell us about chronic pain and depression?
Well, first, thank you for having me. As Dr. Gard just said, I specialize in helping adults who have chronic pain and their families to develop strategies for coping and to get them back into living their best life possible, even with their pain. I think it's important to talk about the impact of chronic pain on mental health because pain really does impact the entire person. According to the CDC, in 2019, more than 20% of all adults in the United States were living with chronic pain. And the research indicates that 30 to 60% of those people also experience depression or anxiety. Now, it's completely understandable that living day in and day out with chronic pain can have a negative impact on someone's quality of life. It might impact their ability to complete daily tasks at home or at work. It might impact someone's ability to continue to work or how they engage with family. And all of that can change how one thinks about their self and their life. And for some people, that can lead to changes in mood or depression. Now, what's important to know is not just that pain can lead to depression and anxiety, but also that depression and anxiety can actually cycle back around and cause biological changes that actually make the pain even worse, which a lot of people don't realize.
Dr. Steiner, how can the loved ones of people with chronic pain help?
I would say that just being aware of the relationship between pain and mental health is important. Many people often assume that they're the only ones who feel this way and that others just don't get it. But they're not alone, and there are strategies that people can learn to help them manage the impact of their pain. And in some cases, those strategies can actually help with the pain intensity as well. So I'd encourage people with pain to consider reaching out to a support group or a pain psychologist or another mental health professional that's used to working with people with pain. Now, for family members and friends, I'd say the most important thing you can do is to believe the person. Remember that just because you can't see the pain does not mean that the pain is all in their head or that it's not real. It is real and it's affecting them. I'd also add that the American Chronic Pain Association has wonderful resources for both people in pain and their family and friends, and it's worth it to check out their website at www.theacpa.org if people are interested in those resources.
You want people with chronic pain to know if they're experiencing pain and mood changes, they're not alone. It's not in their heads, and that support is out there.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.